This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, so we're holding on the Rambam in it's a Mutov Peites on the sheets. Al Iska Mashiach Shigeh Aleichem Dvar Mishmi. So you heard something about a Mashiach that I was for against. You got it wrong. It was not in Persia, in the east. There was a person in Yemen, 22 years, I don't know if 22 years ago it was. But Omar, he said, he's a shliach to pave the way for Mashiach. That Mashiach is in Yemen. And many Jews and Arabs gathered around him. And he would go around the mountains talking, preaching, etc. Because our brethren in Taman wrote me a big letter. They explained to me what he does, his anhoges, and all the chidushim that he was mechadesh in tefillas, umahu oimer, v'omu shekvarom neflois of kach v'kach, and they said they saw miracles. V'shali alze, and they asked me, v'ivanti mikol advarim she'oisu ha'ish ha'ani chasar das, and I understood from what they told me that this poor person was not all there. Yirei shemayim haya. He was God-fearing, avol ein chachma by klal, but no chachma. Bekol shemesh asher nira yodai shekim chasam. And anything that they said over miracles was nonsense. Didn't happen. Upacharet al Yehudim shom. I was very scared of the Jews over there that there would be backlash and pogroms. Bechibartan kol shleisha kundresim in Mashiach, v'simone asman shirabai. And I wrote them three kundresim about Mashiach and what are the simonim. Vizharti oisam. And I told him to warn this person because I was scared that he would get killed and that he would destroy many kehillas. Bottom line. A year later, the king caught him. And everybody scattered. And the king, who was an Arab, told him, Maza Sisa, what's this thing that you did, movement? Amalai, he said, Emes Asisi, yes, I made this movement. Hashem told me to do it. Amalai, ma, moifes shalcha, give me a miracle. Amalai, he told him, tachtech roishi vani echya. Cut my head off, and I'll remain alive. Miyad Amalai, the king said, ein lecha ois gadol mizah, that's definitely the biggest miracle. Uvada aniv chalom amin ve'eda kshachav asenu. And when I take your head off and I see you're still living, I'm going to renounce my Islam. Miyad Harogalai Sani took off the guy's head, and that was the end of it. Tei misasa kapar loyal chol Yisrael. V'nen shayudim barim kermis moment, and there was a stiff fine levied against all the Jews. Vad ato yesham chaser das, there still are some crazy people there. Yom would they say ato yichiv yamoid, he's going to come alive and recome again. Kachoyadvarim. That's what happened. If you heard that I wrote a letter to Morocco instead, it's probably it's somebody must have copied it, but the letter was written originally to Taman. That all the questions that you're asking. So he said, all the things is about Mashiach. Let me tell you, Gudu Ilonu, the Katsitsa and Foyi, Atara Afya Badar Imbe. Cut the tree off, scatter the branches. In other words, it's absolute rubbish. Get rid of all of it. Vinitubim kom etzadas tovira. Instead of that, why don't you get yourself an Eitz Hadas and understand something? And so on. And then he writes on the bottom, Al Yashimuni, Rabbi Sakai Tzadvarim, don't be upset that I wrote such a short letter, Shaksav Mechir Shaf the Shaitoi. Vanitor Habim Raviski Homos. I'm very busy with what the Egyptians keep me busy with is medicine. Hashem Yedea Luli Arav Pinchas, Shalach Shliach 50 Be'at Boish, Zozmi Panachek Safta, Meshav Atta, Shane the Plan. And if the Shliach wouldn't have sat and bothered me to write it, I would never have gotten back to you because I have no time. But who's that Tinin Kav Schus, Vashalim Achev Reyev Rabbeis, Yebev Yagda. Okay. This next letter is a letter they sent to Chachmi L'Neil. Chachmi L'Neil lived, they were in Provence, in South France. They had letters with the Rambam, questions and so on. And the Rambam was extremely happy with the letters. He felt they were big time chachamim. He felt some of the questions were really good questions. And you know, and he was very, very receptive. This is Rabbi Yonason Miluniel on page Tuf Tzadik Tes. The Rambam goes with a lot of flourish. I'm not going to go through all of it because the Rambam's language is extremely and on. Very, very, a lot of flourish in his titles. He's writing it Rabbi Yonason HaKoy Miluniel. Then he says, Omnam Katim Amashem Tikro, and so on. It's very, very positive titles. And then he says, when your letter came to him, looking on page Tuf Kuf, 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 Tuf Kuf, he says, V'kashanish magilu nyanav nekrisis matzunav, when I opened up the letter and saw what's in it, v'yar Moshe v'yonas mipanav. Moshe got frightened, meaning himself. And he found with this letter an igeres, a chol chemdos igeres, they're called mila igeres, igeres ruach acheres ruach mina. An unusual letter attached, which has so much chachm in it, and these chachmas were kashas. This is the igeres that you ask strong questions and shilas that I didn't know. And Moshe said, "Vayim Moshe, son of Eres Hamara Zois, I'm going to see. Let's take a look and see how you know what about the questions." He said, "And when I saw how strong these questions are." Moshe said, this is very powerful, and I wanted to go into the room, and I wanted to be persuaded and think about these questions. And so I tried to set myself aside and to write answers, and I couldn't. When I realized I'm helpless against these questions, Vayeshim Nikras Atzur. He's writing he's writing a third person. And then Moshe told Hashem, "You said Yedaticho b'Shem, v'gam atzosichem b'einai." No, you had endowed me with the ability to make a ram and so forth. V'hini ba'achris yomim nitzchuni bonai. And you see that in my old age, I was defeated. V'achr kol advarim ha'elu. So he says, because he feels that it's a he said this flowery language that I wrote until now, I don't particularly like. But I know that people living in Sfarad, which Provence was sort of the northern edge of Sfarad, they like it. So I use this type of language and expression because I knew that this is the appropriate way. Now he's going to speak. He's going to leave his poetry and get to prose. Mo de'ani Moshe elecha harava kainer b'yonison. I Moshe, want to inform you that when I got your letter with the questions, I had tremendous simcha. And I said, Baruch Hashem, Lishuv Zechor Goyel. Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael still has somebody chashev. And I recognize that at least my work reached somebody who understands. This is something that should give you great succor. The questions he asked are good questions. And I would have answered today, or I did answer, or on all your questions. Now he says, but it took many years. So he said, you know, as far as the questions go, and the chshivas and everything, I should have, would have answered immediately. And why it took so long, because I was sick and had a lot of turmoil in my life. For a year I was sick, and that was when his brother died. He whatever it is, he had some sort of illness, and he was incapacitated. We saw that before. And now, even though I've gotten over that illness, I'm still a chayla shema sakana. Most of the day, I'm sitting on my bed. And the goyim are constantly nagging me about medicine. They've exhausted me. They haven't left me a moment, day or night. What can I do? I became famous, and I just can't handle it. I'm no longer young. I'm weaker, shortness of breath, my speech is heavy, my hands shake. Even to write a small letter, I'm lazy. So don't be annoyed with me that I'm dictating these letters. I just don't have the time to write, because of my exhaustion, because of all of those who are constantly bothering me. But take a look. You know, he gets a letter from somebody that he feels as very powerful kashas in what he wrote, and he says he's so happy that Klal Yisrael has gedolim. And, you know, it's not something that, you know, somebody that he can correspond with, who is chacham and a real Yodea Sefer, gives him great chachma, even though he's sort of, some of these questions he feels quarter of a mistake, some of the answers, we'll see. I want to tell you, even though I was, in other words, my life has been focused on Torah. Well, obviously, it is my love of life and so on. I have been bound with love to it from my youth onwards. I have added mistresses. He's speaking about chachmas, you know, philosophy. Ma'avoyis, amonyos, adomyos, sidonyos, chityos, v'kel yodea k'loi nilkuh mitchil lo'yisun lo l'rakochos, l'abochos, l'oifos. I only took them to staff the kitchen, to make cooks and so on. In other words, to help me in my learning. L'harois ha'amim v'sora, I also wanted to show everybody how wonderful Torah is. Still, it has taken its toll on me. You know, as the Rambam says, listen, learning for me was always the Aleph. It was always the most important thing. But Tachlis, I was busy with other chachmas also. I don't think I did wrong, the Rambam says, but at the end of the day, I still have less time for learning. I had less time. Fascinating apology of the Rambam. It's incredible. So he says, I'm sorry for the two people who joined now. I have to go someplace. So we start at 7 o'clock. Dan and Yitzchak. Okay. So the Rambam here, I'll just maybe give you Bekitza. The Rambam here is writing a letter to Chachmel O'Neill. Chachmel O'Neill were from Provence, South France, North Spain. Some of the Rabbeinus Min L'Neil, we have a Sfarim, Rabbeinus Min L'Neil, wrote the Rambam many questions on his work. The Rambam writes that those questions are fantastic. They really are very strong questions. The Rambam is thrilled that Geisel has a Gedolim like that. The Rambam says he is really worn out. It's hard for him to answer so many letters, and that's why it took so long. He says, listen, I spent the core of my life is learning, but I also learned other things, so it's taking its time. I spent 10 years making the Rambam. And it's only big people like you that begin to understand the scope of this work. I had to gather Gemaras from all over. The Karos is some Echad Meir Shnaim Yishpacha. And I had to gather a halacha from there. Ushkias miyavet. There's always possibility of error. Vashikru mitzui b'kol, and a person forgets. The kol shekem v'skein. Mipnei kol ela sibois roi lechapis bedvar v'liv dokachrei. And that's why it's very important not to just take what I wrote for granted, but to check it out. Val yoyma hakoyer b'chiburi ki meha adam shavach ha-melech. A person shouldn't say, well, if the Rambam wrote like that, who am I? I've allowed him. The king asked that you come in. In other words, I want to tell you, I don't trust myself. I trust when other people feel free to critique me, that then I'll know I got to the emes. You've done me a great good. Anyone who checks it and gets back to me with the mistake I made is doing me a favor. So that no mirshol is left over. What I intended with this sefer was to clear the way for people, in order to learn halachas and know it. Because going through the sugyas is so difficult, and people are so likely to make mistakes, they will, they just give up on the whole thing. I gave them a tool that they can learn with without any problems. So this is real anava. In other words, he's writing to them that as an oyev chachma, I welcome criticism, and if the people who are criticizing are talmid chachamim of stature, and their questions they raise are real questions, it means that the corrections, it will correct whatever needs correction in my work, and it'll come out right. My tachlis is not that I become famous, it's that this work become a basis for halacha, which was very underutilized in those days. Then he goes through answering. So some of them he answers straightforward halacha. The first one is about klaf and so on, and then he writes why people make a mistake about it, because, it's a shakta bataria in halacha. We'll leave that alone. Gimel, and this is page Tuf Kuf Hei. Hatshuva zuvade emes kidivrechem. You're right. Ubeika hatakosi lanuscha shalita isi. And I made a mistake when I wrote it. In other words, I'm not a mistake in thinking halacha, but I copied my notes into halacha wrong. This is how you should be misakin the nusach and write. That if you will find chutim that are just cut off, it's pasuk. It's pasul for tzitzis. We assume we don't say it has mashenkin. If you found the shizurin, it's ksheira. So that is the answer to that. The next one, he says, Zu Ashayla Bevadai. So Dalid is a Shayla in Hilchis Nedarim about what's the difference between the Nedarim that the Av is Mefer to the Nedarim the Bala is Mefer. the Sifri Bamidbar says that they're the same and so on. So Rambam says, Zua Shela Bevari Relishas Kol Chacham. You really should have asked it. It's a good question. That is a very good question. Become a Yonis Yashafti Bedavazet. I spent time coming to my conclusion, and I'll tell you what it is. He says, Vadova Yadua Shela Divra Oisahekesha versus Sifri in Av Mevnosha Balmefer. The Sifri's Girsa, the Sifri's Hekesh, is that an Av can only be made for those that endure him. I had a big problem. It must go only like Reb Shimon, who holds Stam Sifri Reb Shimon. So the Rambam has a very interesting approach. It's an approach that the Chaznish used also. Chaznish would sometimes rebuts the following scenario. Somebody says somebody makes a brilliant shtickle teira, and a chiddush la halacha. Now, if this chiddush is a rare case, an unusual case, a tzirif etimtzis, okay. But sometimes a person comes up with a halacha that is common. In other words, the person, the halacha that the person has is a halacha that should be in shoharach. If what he's saying is true, there's no reason why it shouldn't be mentioned first in Shacharach. It's a very common thing and so on. And the Chaznish has a very cute lashon. He says, V'chachameinu zal b'tuv libam, our chachamim, in their good-heartedness, lo'hoyim meinim bar mibaleim, they would not have withheld food from us. In other words, if this is a real halacha, and it's some that spites nature necessary, why would they not have told us about it? So Ram says also, it's a limud in the Sifri. But it's a very fundamental halacha, which types of nedarim can a father be mefer? The Sifri says only those of Baal can be mefer, which means in a nefesh and beinah lebeinah. So he said, why doesn't the Bavli mention it anywhere, in not one place? The only one, not the Bavli, not the Yerushalmi, the only one who mentions it is the Sifri. It must be by its absence that they argued, and the Sifri is Reb Shimon. That's how he got to this halacha. It's a very interesting type of approach. It's a very reasonable approach, but it's interesting. Then he says the next one was a shaila about Malkus and Isuribia, which is Kenegadig Mark Subis. Zoyat shaila vakushe vare rui la'ayin baharbe. It's a very good question. And you're the type of people who ask this. Ubisha shechibarti chibo amarati v'davaze kama yamim. I spent a lot of days thinking about it. Vanuso eshena shechibarti tchila, and my first version shekteisim libi v'loyatakti, which I thought first, but I didn't write it down. Kosebok v'anirim alocha zuli Reb Yitzchok. So again, he used the same approach over there, that even though he had a very kasha and a very good raya from the Mishnah, it doesn't have, there's no Gemara like that, and the Mela, you know, since the Gemara seems fakert, I left it and I passed in kifi what the Stam of the Gemara is. The next one is in Hilchos Shabbos, and he says, "Altaktino atzmechem, don't make yourself so humble before me. You know, it maybe you're not like my rebbeim, but your colleagues, because alufi miyador. The koshik says like so. Those questions are really good questions. Gamar sheshiva shebebavels al tofs al piskezu sheyachibur." The Rosh Hashivas in Bavel also asked on this. Im dvarim kalim shochilachem sheistapuachem. They asked questions on my psak, but the questions they asked were silly. This was the going back to machlokas, but you asked the question that we should be asked. The Kach Yerolin writes the answers. I don't know what that is. Okay. The next one is in Hilchos Niskei Momin, about, so he brings here that if a Shema Behema watched in Shmir Mu'ula, their part in the Bailam is Chayiv. And the question is, why would the Bailam be Chayiv? If I gave the animal to a Shema to watch it, and the Shema watched it okay, why in the world would the Bailam be Chayiv? So he answers Ram, Gam Zutos, it's a mistake. In other words, it's a printer's mistake. Ve'ein alamatikim tluna. It's not, don't blame or the one who rewrote it, or don't blame it on me. In the first round of writing it up, there were things that came out not right. In other words, I wrote on notes on the side correcting things, and whoever copied over copied it wrong. And this, by the way, is one of the most common issues in Kisvei Yadis. You'll have a Ksav Yad. Somebody wrote something on the side. Not clear if it's a girsa that A, he realized he skipped a word. Two, he thinks a word belongs there. Three, he disagrees with the person. Four, he's suggesting something. And therefore, he said, I'd written in, and they put it in the wrong place. And I added a few more words that wasn't there in the first version. They instead of a bailam chayovin in the second case, they put in the first case. It's not your problem, it's the pen's problem. So the problem was in the copying it. I once found, it was very, very interesting, I put out many years ago, 30 years ago or so, I put out together with a friend of mine, the Balamor wrote a sefer on Shechit and Treifus. It's in the Sefer Zikaron for Vutna. So we had two versions of the Ksav Yad, two, three maybe. One of them had, the Baal HaMoor asks on himself a question from a Sefer that was written later, which is, you know, we do believe they all had Ruach HaKodesh, but such an open display of Ruach HaKodesh is kind of unusual that a Sefer should write from something later. And it's a Pella, how in the world? Now, the answer is as follows. There was the original Ksav Yad, which obviously did not have it. Whoever owned the Ksav Yad 100 years later wrote in this point, you know, shtelling to something. The next person who owned the Ksav Yad and wanted to make a copy of it thought that this question, this ha'ara, was it was something left out. It wasn't a note that the person had written, but it was left. So he just included it. He had no idea what he was doing, just included it into the Baal HaMoor. And you're looking at the Baal HaMoor and you say to yourself, how could the Baal HaMoor ask him a sefer that was after he was around? Okay, finally, one more. The last one, he asked something about Hezekria. And he says, Shaila Zulay Roy Lashon Gedol K'mos Neshalsa. This question, he feels that wasn't lefik voidem. Over there, it's nogea. Whatever it is, it's nogea in how in a difference between hezekriya vegina to hezekriya vechatzah. And he says, you know, it's a simple nafgemina, and it's something that you know you should work out yourself, and so on. Okay, so we finished this. There are a few more tshuvas. I believe now that I will try to photocopy them. Then we're pretty much done with the tshuvas. Next week, I will not be able to learn. Bez Hashem, in 2 weeks, I hope to be back again. And hopefully we'll finish soon the tshuvas. There may be some tshuvas, and then we'll see later what to do. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
And is your kid still up or he's sleeping already?
He's supposed to be. I don't think he's asleep yet, but he's upstairs.
You could have had him listen to the shin, then he would have fallen asleep, you know. In a, okay. Let's say that. Take care.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.